As we start this Wednesday edition of CNN Student News, we're taking you to the Korean Peninsula. An American admiral says the tension between North and South Korea and between North Korea and the U.S. is higher than it's been in the past 60 years. Here's some of the latest in this story. South Korean officials say North Korea could be getting ready to test fire a missile. They think it could happen as early as today. The North gave a warning yesterday to foreigners in South Korea. It told them to find shelter or leave the country in case an armed conflict started. American commanders say the U.S. is ready to help defend its friends in the region, like South Korea. Another one of those U.S. allies, Japan, says it's putting missile defense systems around Tokyo. That would help it protect against a possible North Korean missile test. North Korea's economy is in bad shape. Its manufacturing industry started crumbling decades ago. The nation isolates itself from most of the rest of the world, so it doesn't have many trading partners. Officials estimate that North Koreans face regular food shortages. 25% of the country's people don't have enough to eat. And a military conflict can be expensive. So how does North Korea take in money? Chris Lawrence looks at some ways.
When it comes to selling technology, the launch pad is Kim Jong-un's showroom. And the missile test doubles as a marketing tool.
It's telling other countries, look what you could have also for a price.
Libya and Iran have been willing clients. But former U.S. intelligence official Joe Detrani says sanctions have cut into sales. Kim is profiting off illegal weapons, but brings in $20 to $100 million less than his father.
How important is money to Kim Jong-un?
Money is key. He's got to keep the elites happy.
North Korea has its own version of the 1%. Kim needs that money stream to keep them on his side. Fortunately for Kim, North Korea has legal goods and a willing trade partner right next door.